Stratons to another episode of Bad Vice.
Mm. The place for Stratons
to strat
and haunt.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ow. I grew up idolizing my cool aunt.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in a car now. Okay, that was... I shouldn't have giggled.
Yo.
Should I feel bad for not helping her out? Yeah, I mean...
What car is it? You see, they don't say,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they don't say.
They don't say, right?
Like, is it a... What is that small? Ignis?
What's an Ignis?
It's the small one.
Nah, I'm saying that if you're staying in a Fiat 500, yeah, I don't feel bad for you. Because still, you can still sell that thing.
Yeah, but you don't have to give her petrol money because she's not moving.
So he idolized his cool aunt. Or they idolized their cool aunt. And now she stays in a car. That's it.
Was it crypto? I don't understand. Yeah. Like,
no, I'm just like, you can still idolize it. There's no problem over there.
No, but yeah, it's hard for people to look up to people that are not like
traditionally
successful.
But you're thinking about it as a person that has a car. I'm thinking about it as a person that has no car. I still idolize people that have cars.
No, you don't. Okay, you do now because you're tired of taking Uber.
Yes. But you can still idolize her. She can go wherever she needs to go.
Not if she don't have petrol.
She is basically a TikTok channel away from having a good time.
That's true. White people do it all the time. What do they
all
call
the
it?
All the time.
I've
moved into a van.
Yeah, van life.
Van life. Like, oh, look at my van.
Yeah, I built this van with... And I can poop, yeah.
Yeah, I can go anywhere. And I love, because sometimes you watch the TikToks and be like, van life is great because I can just pull over here and they show you like a picturesque view. And you're like, yeah, but you got no fiber. Shut the f*** up.
Yeah.
Where are you pooing? Inside your car.
In a bucket.
Yeah, what are you doing?
It's a bucket, basically.
I don't really need a shower because I signed up to the gym. Okay. Go to your virgin actives over there. Shower over there. Your normal virgin actives.
Van life,
van
not
life
gwanks.
Like... asshole. But I mean, like, idolize your aunt. Maybe you need to be the hype man that she deserves right now.
That's true.
You must tell her, yo, this is life is like valleys. You're in a valley right now, but you're gonna come back up. So don't keep the aircon on because it'll drain the battery.
Obviously.
And use the petrol, but
don't even listen to the radio.
Yeah. Park in a safe area.
Yeah.
Gear lock. And I'm talking about old school gear lock. You know the ones that puts over the wheel.
Yeah. That was on like Verimark.
Yeah. That's the one you need.
Yeah.
You need lock. That thing. You know that thing made South Africans' lives hard, eh? Because, of course, yes, it deterred people stealing cars. But how long did it take for you to get off? You had another key, you had to turn. By that
you
time, give the car away.
You can move in a fast manner when you got can't. That thing on.
So yeah, idolize your auntie.
Tell us, maybe window tints you can get for her?
Yeah, there's tons of things. You can make her life so much easier.
Mm.
First, find out what car it is. If it's a small car, tell her to sell that one.
Mm.
And then you can use the money on rent for a little bit.
Okay, but I do like to think about the story. Like, why isn't the other family helping her? She must have done something.
Okay, definitely. Can I tell you? She must have done something because
why
is there a need to idolize her in the first place?
Yes.
So clearly she was cool.
Yeah.
Then the corruption charges came.
Yeah.
I've seen this happen many times.
Yeah. This is Dingus. This is, what's that cyclist's name?
The
Mark Strongworth.
Yeah, Lance Armstrong. Lance Armstrong. Took us a while. Remember, I only remember because he had those yellow bands.
Yeah, but people are like, this is Mark.
Lance Armstrong. Lance Armstrong. You get it. Cycle through the names. You'll
this
get
is
it.
Louis Armstrong. This is Tiger Woods. This is Tiger Woods. This is all that. They were on that pedestal. And
my advice is believe in your auntie still.
Yeah.
You can turn this thing around.
Yeah.
I've said in other episodes, even with unemployed friends, invest your shares. You don't know what
you
your auntie's going to do.
She could be on top again within
these
the
things,
year.
Exactly. You don't know. 5 years from now, van life, no van life, mansion.
Yeah.
You were there. Remember how I told you? Remember I got you the tint for the cars?
You did.
Remember I got you the Gorilla lock?
Yeah. Remember I gave you that Tupperware?
Remember I gave you the Tupperware? Remember I allowed you to shower at my place?
Yeah.
Support your auntie.
Support your auntie, bro. Don't be a all female.
Yeah.
Don't be a I'm at a toxic workplace. But this is my third job in 2 years. What do I do?
When they say toxic workplace,
There's no context given.
Is the incorrect assumption that they're working at like a municipal waste type of plant?
Oh, you mean like chemically toxic?
Yes, chemically toxic. Or do you think they're talking about toxic as in it's just a bad vibes?
I would leave if it was bad vibes. I would not leave if it was chemically toxic.
Okay, I'm going to answer for the latter, the one where it's just bad vibes.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Let's assume it's that, right? And third job in 2 years. There's nothing wrong with that.
Because I know these days, right? But that's the thing. It's different now. Before.
Yeah, you'd want to keep.
Because you're almost 40.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. I'm almost 40, right?
No,
yeah.
I'm closer to 40 than you are. Before we were told, you know, our parents. And I look worse.
Yet you don't. You look great for your age, to be honest.
Our parents were always, it was ingrained in them that you must stick with the job.
Yeah, no matter how bad it gets.
This is the job. Yeah. This is the job. You don't move from there. But these days.
Kids are built differently. Kids are built differently
they
these days.
Do not care.
Yeah, 3 jobs in 2 years. Your hit list is too small. That should be like 16 jobs.
That's rookie numbers, bro.
Yeah, those small numbers. You are not putting up Michael Jordan numbers with that. You need to put up bigger numbers. You need to have a reason when you go in for an interview and they say, wow, 18 jobs?
Yeah.
12 months?
Yeah.
What? You'd be like, bad work environments.
Yeah.
It's not me. It's them. You need to have a reason for when you get the interview for them to go, yo, listen here, we have to talk about this.
Yeah.
How did you leave so many places? In fact, best friend Dean. Okay.
Was he one of the ones?
Yeah, Dean had a job. Dean was working at a place and then he got a job at another place. Oh. Right? And he was there for 3 days. And the vibes were great. He loved it. But then he got a dream job offer.
Oh my God.
To leave. So he told his new place, hey, listen, I'm bouncing. I got a dream job offer. And they f***ing hated him. They took his laptop away. They gave it to him on Monday. They took it back on Wednesday. They didn't like, don't even worry about a notice period.
Yeah.
They're sending him emails to his Gmail account in the end to say, hey, listen, we've removed your email address and everything. Good luck with your new adventure.
Damn.
Yeah, but anyway, you need to get your hit list up.
Get your hit list up.
3 bad jobs in 2 years. Nah,
you. So need I say leave that job and go for another job and then go leave that second job.
Yeah. Immediately. You must find something that you like. You must see how the level of desperation that you are. Because if you're at the level of desperation where you're only complaining about the work environment, you're not at desperate yet.
Nah, bruh. You need to have that resignation letter.
You're not like an auntie staying in a car.
A template.
Yes. Yes, as a template. Yeah. Like,
all you do is change the names. That's it. Names and dates. That's all you change. Template ready to go.
Yeah, you can't. Three jobs, 2 years. Mm-mm. Now.
That ain't
to assume that it's a chemical plant, so it's a toxic place.
Yes.
If you've had 3 of those jobs in 2 years, you're running out of factories.
Yeah, I think.
there's not many chemical plants you can work at.
You're terrible at safety precautions.
Wear a mask or something. Yeah,
listen to the rules, my man. Yeah, or woman. Put the coverings on.
0 days since incident. Should not be your goal. You need higher digits over there. Because if you got your third job in 2 years from the chemical waste plant, I am worried for you. You are causing danger to other people's lives.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Idiot. So also leave maybe. Yeah, for the safety of others.
Find another industry. I'm worried.
You know, we're giving this advice and I've actually been at my job for almost 10 years.
10 years?
Almost. I'm at 8.
How many increases is that?
Yeah, let's not talk about that. I'm happy in my relationship, but I can't help wanting to experience an open relationship.
You can't even offer this person solid advice of cheating because that's literally what
they want to do. They want legal cheating.
Yes, they want legal cheating. I had a friend that tried this open relationship.
How did that go?
It is now very much closed on his side. She closed it.
Yeah, well,
she offered the open thing and then closed it immediately.
Because he became a straathond.
No. She was the straathond.
Oh, just so you know, guys, straathonds, there's no gender where anyone can be a straathond.
Anybody can be a straathond.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you get your license from the ombudsman of the streets, aka me, you can be a straathond.
So she became the straathond.
Yeah, she came to him. Bro, let me put it in context. They both moved to another country.
Okay.
She was studying one thing, and then he was like an engineer of some sorts.
Okay.
So he also decided, okay, I'll also take off time and I'll also study. They got to the same country. They're staying in the country. They were married already for years now.
Sure.
Gets to like year 3, And she's like, yo, I want an open relationship. And you must understand, my guy is old school. At this moment in time, open relationships, he didn't even know what it was.
Yeah, he's like, sure.
It was just a Facebook option.
Right? He told her sure, and he had to Google up.
My guy, the guy that he used to play FIFA with, was the guy that she settled down with. Then she's like, yo, I'm going to hit you with a divorce. Slut that thing straight.
Can he? Does he have ground? No, you do have ground. She divorced him. Yeah. Oh, she divorced him.
She divorced him.
Wow.
And then married that guy. And then all I could say to my friend was, but did you beat him in FIFA? You have to have something here. He's like, yeah, I won most of the times. I'm like, but the times he beat you, you only think about her.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, because he's beating you in big numbers. 5-6-0.
After he beat you, he
took your girl.
He beat that ass. He beat that up.
But so this person wants to experience an open relationship. You know what? Sometimes the grass is not that green.
Yeah.
But this is bad advice.
Mm. Do it.
Do it. Do it.
I say pick the lock to open, you know?
Yeah.
They're not going to open. Like, your partner, whoever, you need to throw others at them.
Yeah, but you also, how do you bring it up to your partner? Be like, hey, I like kissing you and doing other things, but I would also like to kiss other people.
I think you have to introduce it as a threesome first.
No ways.
Yeah.
No ways. No ways.
Think about it.
Okay. I want to have a threesome.
Yeah. No, like...
But I also want to get to know the person.
No, you have a threesome with their opposite sex. So they get the benefit of being with someone else. And then you're like, oh, that was fun, right? You remember, you don't have to... You can actually do that when I'm not around. Is that okay? And then you're like, oh, well, okay. And then I'm like, oh, then I can also... You need, it's a pool, you know.
People make fun of Muslims all the time, right? They say, hey, you know, you're allowed to have four wives and stuff.
Yeah.
But that having four wives stuff negates all of these problems.
Yeah.
You're like, yo, I'm going to go get a second wife.
Yes.
And then people are like, how could you have two of us? I'm a man, you want to call this thing open relationships? I'm marrying this person.
I don't know. I could never do it. I don't have the attention. I don't have the minerals. I've got.
You know what actually you need to do, bro? Fold. You aren't that guy.
You're not.
I know the guy that sent this, right? I've seen him in person.
Yeah.
You're not that guy.
All you're going to do is disappoint more women.
No, you'll disappoint yourself because your ego is going to take a beating. You're not that guy that you can go be in a committed relationship and then go have other girls out in the open. You're not that guy, my man. You won't be able to deal with the stigma. You won't be able, you don't have that ego.
No.
You're not the person. You're a shy dude. I know you. I've seen you. I've seen you fumble when people be like, what do you want to drink? And you'd be like, you're not that guy. You don't have an answer ready. You're not the guy to go, oh, listen, I want to have more than one girl. My man, focus on the relationship you have now. She's a lovely, lovely person. You guys do all the things. You guys hike together.
Yeah.
You're not going to find another person that likes hiking. Not in this
economy. Not in this climate.
You're not that guy. You know, my man, I have paid for your coffees and meals. You don't have the money for two women.
I say do it.
No, fold, my man.
Do it.
Go to your girl and say, listen, I'd like to apologize for the future. She's like, what are you apologizing for, boy?
I'd be
like, listen, I thought I was a bigger man. I thought that I could have you and another person in an open relationship where you're comfortable. No. You're not that guy, my man. Look into my eyes.
Do
you
it.
Are not that
look
guy.
Look into my eyes. Don't listen to
this guy.
Do it.
You'll lose what you have.
It's worth it.
What do they say? One in the hand is better than two in the bush.
Two
bushes are better than one in the hand. That's what you want to say, right?
I wanted to say something, but that's way better.
Okay, my advice is to fold.
My advice is to go all in.
Yeah. You know, we're going to get a question from this guy 6 months from now. Hi guys, as a recently single man, I would like to know.
No, he's like, hi guys.
How do I get my girl back?
I'm suicidal right now.
How do I get my girl back? I really need to know.
Don't get her back.
Yeah, don't get her back. Release her out into the wild. Any more? How many episodes do you think you have here?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Do you want to do for safety?
Nah. I mean, let me tell you, I really like the stuff so much.
Yeah.
You'll find a way.
Yeah, I'll find a way, always. I do find a way. That's my job.
Press stop now.